Welcome to Safeco Field in Seattle, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The DH, Ellis Burks. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Russell Branyon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Einar Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Woodard. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ichiro Suzuki. Batting second. The third baseman, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The DH, Edgar Martinez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Olerud. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Brett Boone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Al Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Carlos Guillen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dan Wilson. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Aaron Seeley. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lofton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Martin. Vizquel reaches second base with a double. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vizquel moves to third. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thome strikes out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cordova is hit by the pitch. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Ichiro Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Suzuki hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McLemore hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Edgar Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Martinez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Martinez reaches second base with a double. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Olerud hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martinez scores. It's Indians, 1, Mariners, 1. Brett Boone is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Boone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Olerud moves to second. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There's a wild pitch. Olerud moves to third. Boone moves to second. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cameron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Mariners 1. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fryman hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Branyan hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Al Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Woodard, and towards Alomar, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Branyan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Mariners 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vizquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Olerud scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thome for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Ichiro Suzuki is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Suzuki is 0-for-1 in the game. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freiman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. McLemore is 0-for-1 in the game. McLemore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Branyan. McLemore reaches second base with a double. Edgar Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Martinez takes first base on ball four. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McLemore. The throw from Diaz and he is out, Freiman applying the tag. Two outs. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Olerud is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Olerud hits a fly ball into left field. Branyan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Mariners 1. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Suzuki settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Travis Freiman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Freiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Freiman hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Brett Boone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cameron hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Mariners 1. The Indians will come to bat. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Branyan is 0 for 1 in the game. Branyan hits a fly ball into right field. Suzuki settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Inar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz bunts towards third. McLemore picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on McLemore. Diaz moves to third. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Diaz scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vizquel hits a line drive towards right. Suzuki catches it and throws to first to double up Lofton. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Carlos Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive towards short. Vizquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ichiro Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Suzuki is 0 for 2 in the game. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Mariners 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. McLemore fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. Burks hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McLemore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Edgar Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. McLemore moves to third. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Olerud is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Olerud hits a fly ball into left field. Branyan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McLemore tags and scores. 1 out. It's Indians, 2, Mariners, 2. Brett Boone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boone strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 0 for 2 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Mariners 2. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 2 in the game. Fryman hits a fly ball into right field. Suzuki settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Branyan is 0 for 2 in the game. Branyan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Olerud scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Branyan for the out. 2 outs. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Holber Cabrera now playing left field. Al Martin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up towards third. Fryman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dan Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Mariners 2. The Indians will come to bat. Norm Charlton now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thome hits a fly ball into right field. Suzuki settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Ichiro Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Suzuki is 0 for 3 in the game. Suzuki hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McLemore hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Mariners. Edgar Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Martinez is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ricardo Rincon now pitching. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Olerud is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Olerud takes first base on ball 4. David Risk now pitching. Brett Boone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tommy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mark McLemore now playing left field. David Bell now playing third base. Jeff Nelson now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cordova is hit by the pitch. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0-for-3 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0-for-3 in the game. Fryman hits a fly ball into left field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Taubensy pinch hits for Holbert Cabrera. Ed Taubensy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Taubensy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burks moves to third. Will Cordero pinch runs for Ed Taubensy. Inar Diaz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Diaz takes first base on ball 4. Cordero moves to second. Arthur Rhodes now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burks scores. Cordero scores. Diaz moves to third. Lofton moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Vizquel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Will Cordero now playing left field. Bob Wickman now pitching. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0-for-3 in the game. Cameron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cameron moves to second. Stan Javier pinch hits for Dan Wilson. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cameron moves to third. Guillen moves to second. Ichiro Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 0-for-4 in the game. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickman fields it and throws to home to get Cameron. Guillen moves to third. Javier moves to second. 2 outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Seattle Mariners, 3. Goodbye from Safeco Field in Seattle.